Wonderful Citizens of the Year were celebrated by local councils across our regions yesterday. Alexandrina Mayor Keith Parks joins me to discuss this and other news in the district. Welcome, Keith, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Jenny, and good morning, and good morning to all your listeners. It's great to be talking to you again. Yes, we had a wonderful Australia Day celebrations both in Strathalbyn and Goolwa yesterday, so we were fortunate enough to be able to be back in the Memorial Gardens at Strath at 9 in the morning. Four people became Australian citizens, and of course we did a citizenship awards. We had the Citizen of the Year for Strathalbyn, Mary Wilson, a lovely lady, 96 years old, been living in Strathalbyn since she was 16, and just done so much in the community, and a delightful lady.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to talking to her. Yeah. Her daughter sounds just beautiful. Her daughter who nominated her.
Yes.
It sounds like she's had quite a life and she's quite cheeky as well.
She is, and she's bright as a button.
Yep.
Lovely talking and meeting her and having a chat to her. And in Goolwa, the Citizen of the Year there was Alan Williams. Alan has been involved with Rotary forever. He ran the Goolwa Christmas Carnival pageant thing this year with a band of helpers, but I'll tell you, Alan was there working right through to late in the night, packing up and setting up in the morning. He's just a terrific community person. The Young Citizen of the Year in Strath was James Lee, another terrific young man, very involved with the community and youth and steam ranger, delightful young man. And in Goolwa, we had Rory Tyrrell. Rory's a terrific young fellow. He's working with handicapped people and people with disabilities. The Active Citizenship Awards, Gilbert's Motor Museum up in Strath got that. That's all run by volunteers, and what they've done to the old Gilbert's garage there, I mean, they get thousands of visitors into Strath because of what they're doing, which is great for the town.
Oh, brilliant. And that started up like a year or two ago, right?
It's a couple of years now.
Mm.
And when you look at what it was as a workshop, garage, greasy and so forth, and what they've done to it and the quality of the vehicles that they get in there, and all run by volunteers, over 6,000 people a year through the place. And, of course, those people buy lunch in the town and go shopping, and it's just great for the community. Jane McHugh, who was the Active Citizenship Award for Goolwa, she was a police officer stationed here for some time, enormous involvement in netball at Mount Compass. And then I get the privilege of being able to look at all the nominations of all the categories and make an award of my own. So I was able to give Todd Tracy, who's the commander at the CFS at Mount Compass, the award for Goolwa and areas. And Keith Turner got the award from Strath. Keith is the president of the Malang Shack Owners Association. I've been involved with Keith for years and years and years, working with the owners, trying to save the shacks and get them retained and be able to transfer the titles and not get knocked down. And thank goodness we've achieved that. And most of the shacks now have been given titles and 50-year leases. And that's just a great thing. And Keith's worked so hard on that. And there was the community events of the year and the Strathalbyn Bands Festival and then, of course, the Southern Surf Festival for Goolwa. So when you went through all those awards and you met the people involved, and it was fantastic. The quality of the nominations and the people that received the awards was really outstanding, and it's just an absolute pleasure to have been able to present them to them. I think everybody I spoke to since said they enjoyed the services, which is really good.
Oh, great. With me at the moment is Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks. Looking to the year ahead, what can you tell us about some projects that are going to be happening in the region?
Look, there's a lot of big projects happening thanks to all the grant money, stimulus money funding that we've been able to get. Langhorne Creek, we've been working with the Langhorne Creek Wine and Grape Association and the vineyard operators down there for some years now on a Langhorne Creek Red Trail. Planning for that's all done and the consultation's been done. So that's in the final design stages. So in the next couple of months, they'll be going out for tenders for contractors to do some of the work. And I would expect that to be finished, I would say, after vintage. They'll be getting stuck into that. In Strathalbyn, we're currently out getting tenders for the remaining stages on the streetscape revitalisation. which includes a substantial car park over near the rail yards. That's out for tender, and we get on with that and get that all finished.
How did it go in the end with those pavers? I know some residents and people driving through had problems with those pavers.
There were a couple of spots on the intersection of Dawson Street and Commercial Road. There were a couple of spots where they subsided a bit. They've identified there's maybe a problem with SA Water, a water leak under there. So, but there is a defects policy on the project, and they'll be fixed in the next few weeks when things go a bit quieter with tourism around the place. They'll get in and fix those couple of issues. Mm-hmm. The rest of it's all turned out beautifully, looking very nice, and I think people have got over. It is inconvenient, unfortunately, when you start digging up roads and footpaths, but people have got over that inconvenience now, and they can see that it just enhances the town and just makes it look nice. And then the other thing we've got down in Goolwa at the Beacon 19 boat ramp, which is a very popular ramp on the mainland, we got government funding for that, and we've been going through all the consultation with the different departments, and that's due to start. And the Goolwa Wharf precinct has been out for some consultation. We're just looking at that project and coming back with some more plans. And then Goolwa Oval is underway, and that's the building is almost finished of the sporting facility, but there's extensive works to do to the rest of the oval there the next year or two. And then the Goolwa Beach Car Park, we got funding for that, and we'll start on with that master plan. Part of that will be looking, reviewing the proposals for beach access for cars or four-wheel drives, and looking at maybe changing some of those and replanning that. And we'll get stuck into that, and we'll create more car parking down there, but also hopefully improve the traffic flow. So there's some big projects, and it's fortunate that, you know, we've been able, through both state and federal government stimulus funding, to bring some of these projects forward. There's a big stormwater project at Malang. Malang Lakeview Estate has a problem with flooding, so it's about $500,000 stormwater project there to fix that.
Oh, great. And utilising that water for good as well?
Yeah, that water gets returned to the wetland, yep, rather than just sitting in there and, you know, causing problems. And then there's a bit of work on the Malang Institute building as well.
Too much to talk about. Next time, love to talk to you about the economic development strategy and your investment in, yes, regenerative economics and agribusiness. But until then, have a lovely one, and thanks so much for joining me. Enjoy the beach.
Thanks, Jenny. Nice talking to you. Yes, we'll stay safe. And apparently, with the bit of wet weather we had, the access track to the beach, the sand was nice and hard, and apparently there were almost no vehicles got bogged yesterday.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yes, I hear it's causing a bit of problems, isn't it? People trying to drive on the beach sometimes. Yeah.
It gets busy, but we're working on that.
Great.
Thanks
for your time.
Lovely talking to you.
You too.
All the best.